Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 5, The One Truth.
You are not alone. Powerful forces, seen and unseen, are at work in the world, conspiring against us. Their objective is to deceive the populace. They want to destroy those who seek the truth, and destroy the truth so no one may seek it. Listen for the one truth. You will know it when you hear it. It alone will give you the power to save yourself.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The One Truth, and I am your host, Archibald Freeman. I'll be your guide along the path to unlocking your freedom. If you're just now tuning in, don't forget to head on over to theonetruth.com after tonight's radio cast and learn more about what's going on behind the scenes of society. You may also visit the link to our direct podcast feed and download all previous recordings there. And I hope you do just that, because we've been discussing a very hot topic these last few weeks. It has been plastered all over the liberal media, and many are calling the company a modern savior. Of course, I'm talking about Progenics Medical. The corporation that every television network is idolizing, as if it were some holy deity. Everyone seems to be thankful for the company's alleged successes over the last two decades. I'm here today to reveal a bit of the one truth for all my faithful listeners that haven't been brainwashed by all the blatant propaganda. You see, not everyone has been blinded by the Progenics corporate machine. Some people, more informed people like you and I, can see through the blasphemous messages being spewed forth like so much verbal rubbish. Tonight you will hear the truth beneath all the trash. Sure. It may seem wrong to speak ill of a company that has eradicated both lupus and polio. However, I have some very special guests tonight who have evidence that Progenics is not the so-called benevolent corporation it declares itself to be. Our first caller tonight is Gregory Lynch. Gregory is a police officer from Omaha, Nebraska, and he has been dealing with protests still going on outside the only Progenics medical facility in that state. Welcome to the show, Gregory.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Archie. I'm a big fan of your show.
Tell the listeners at home a bit about what is currently happening and what you've witnessed in Omaha.
First of all, this is my 25th year with the police force in Douglas County, Nebraska. As you might imagine, we get a fair share of religious protesters in our part of the U.S., but I've never seen anything quite like this before. Churches and other secular groups have organized massive boycotts outside of the Omaha Progenics Medical Facility since the first media broadcast about the possibility of a cure for influenza. They've continued to apply pressure for the last several months.
I have to stop you for a moment. What got these people so up in arms?
Well, it seems many of them have taken offense to Progenics Medical's recent ad campaigns. These people claim that the company is utilizing veiled biblical references that they deem sacrilegious to the gospel and its teachings.
For those listeners that may not know what Mr. Lynch is referring to, let me describe some of the language used in their most recent advertisements. Progenics has used phrases like God's watchful eyes and more hidden parallels to passages from the Bible, each one promising that salvation will be delivered through their miracle cures.
Right, and I totally understand everyone's frustrations. I'm as much a God-loving man as any living in the Midwest. However, there's more to these events than what is being reported on the national news. Nothing said is true about all the disappearances in Omaha.
Disappearances? Please continue.
There have been 4 separate disappearances over the last few months of protests. 2 ardent individuals who were leading the sign marches have completely vanished. Local news stations claimed that the two, a 22-year-old man named Philip Donahue and a 17-year-old girl by the name of Francine Underwood, merely ran off together after sparking a romance that angered Miss Underwood's parents. What's even more mysterious is that there have been absolutely no leads. Our last lead detective was eventually forced to close the case. From what I've gathered, there were two of the more active members of the entire operation, and each often took to traditional and social media to voice their views. They were also responsible for organizing many of the rallies that took place.
And what happened to the other two?
A few weeks later, another pair of protesters were reported missing from Topeka at a similar demonstration outside of the Progenics facility in Kansas. I've been in contact with the police chief there, and she reported the same scenario. Two individuals simply disappear without a trace.
Now, I know this is extremely sensitive information. You're risking a lot by calling tonight to talk about these cases. You could potentially anger the families of the missing and possibly lose your job as a police officer. I have to ask, why are you so determined to get this information out to the world?
I've been obsessing over these missing persons cases, Archie. I can't get them out of my head. How can they just vanish without a trace? Someone must have done something to keep them quiet. I said to myself, who has the M.O. and the ability to keep these people silent? Then it struck me. No one has more to lose than Progenics Medical.
That's a pretty bold statement, Mr. Lynch. Please tell us in more detail how you came to this conclusion.
The more I dug into the subject, the more it made sense. Four people who were so determined to stand against the might of Progenics just up and disappear, and no one questions it? Both their local news stations reported bullshit stories. Hell, they didn't even make national news like that pregnant lady, Mrs. Barth's. So I felt that I needed to break the silence on the issue tonight on your show.
You've heard it here first, listeners. We appreciate the risk you took to get the sensitive information tonight, Mr. Lynch. Thank you for your time.
I just want to say thanks for all you do to provide us with real news.
Let's welcome our second guest tonight, Julia. She's a medical expert at one of Progenics Medical's rival companies. She asked not to have a real name nor her company specifically identified. Julia, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Would you like to tell our audience a bit about what you do and why you are joining us in our fight for freedom?
Absolutely. I've been working as a medical technician for a national medical company for about 10 years now. I'm part of a specialized team in infectious disease control. Our research has been focused specifically on the Ebola and noroviruses. My unit consists of some of the best medical experts from all over the United States working to develop new methods to control the spread of infectious diseases.
Much like Progenics Medical?
That's the idea. But after years of continued work, we've not been able to come up with anything more than immunizations. Full-blown cures for diseases like Ebola or influenza are not within the bounds of reality, given the lack of knowledge and technology in current medical science.
So what exactly are you trying to say? Is the miracle cure for influenza too good to be true?
Keep in mind that I have not worked directly with Progenics, but the idea of actually coming up with a cure for polio or lupus may in fact be plausible. On the other hand, a disease that's prone to mutation like the flu leads me to wonder the validity of their claims.
If a cure is so far-fetched, then how do you think Progenics is developing their self-proclaimed miracles?
I would be more apt to believe them if they would just publish their findings. Their genetic cures have, supposedly, gone through the offices of the CDC and the WHO. But why haven't their findings been made public? More than 10 years have passed since the first medical cure. Why can't they share this information with the rest of the medical world? My team could be working towards a cure for Ebola, a rare and deadly disease that has plagued multiple countries since the first reported case way back in the 1970s.
I have no doubts that Progenics Medical is satisfied with keeping a monopoly on their miracle cures.
Just think what good the rest of the medical world could do if they shared this information with the organizations working with cancer or AIDS research. We could be living in a world with far less disease and far less death. Instead, they keep their secret of the cures to themselves, which leaves us to fend for ourselves.
Now, Progenix Medical is a vast global medical company. Is it possible that there are several teams elsewhere working on other rare, deadly diseases?
I suppose anything's possible. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. The only people who will ever really know the answer are those working at Progenix. And you never hear or see anyone besides the corporate figureheads like Yvette Hartman. It's as if they're all being controlled, or are too afraid to come forward and talk.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Julia, because our next guest is known for his abilities as a computer hacker. He's a member of the anti-government group SAGE, the Supreme Anti-Government Enlightenment. And he's a longtime listener and major contributor to this program. Before we hear what he has to share with us, is there anything else you'd like to say in closing? Apparently we lost Julia's call. But that's all right. Let's go ahead and welcome then our next special guest. My faithful followers all know him simply as Bodhi. And to help protect his identity from the oppressive government regime, his voice is once again being modified. Bodhi, welcome once again to The One Truth.
It's my absolute pleasure, Archibald. It's good to be back.
I believe the last time we spoke, it was about the alien spacecraft cover-up story from several months back.
If you thought that was a good story, just wait till you hear what I have for you tonight. Ever since Progenix's big announcement of the cure for the flu, I've been doing a bit of digging into their databases and fished up some very interesting documents.
And just what did you find while searching their archives?
Oh, I found some very interesting files. Where should I even begin? First of all, it took some weeks to break into the advanced security systems, which I believe to be codenamed Cure. I have to say that the number of encryptions were the toughest I've faced to date. After all my prying, I finally stumbled upon a tiny backdoor breach and was able to access employee files and some archived research data.
Now, there may be some danger in exposing this highly classified information in a public forum, but we must be willing to take the risk for the sake of finding the one truth behind Progenix Medical's miracle cures. Please, tell us what you've discovered.
According to their records, there exist certain specialized research teams that perform genetic testing on non-human creatures.
Not to interrupt you, but I've seen enough movies and television to know that laboratory animals are a normal means for testing medical treatments.
If only it were that simple, Mr. Freeman. Each of the documentation folders has a customized set of encryptions. So far, I was only able to crack into a few sets of laboratory testing records from a facility in Sacramento, California. I found lab notes on several different types of creatures that were tested on for over 2 decades, each given a specific classification based on their physical traits.
So they're doing tests on more than a typical lab rat? Are they treating other animals in unethical ways, such as dogs or monkeys?
Again, I wish it were that simple. The descriptions never clearly identify anything, but I noticed a pattern in the way that they were categorized. Each specimen is classified by a letter and several numbers. For example, I found documents labeled C-412, G-097, and K-204.
And you think those initials are the key in discerning their identities?
Now, I don't have a medical degree, but I did find some strange descriptions. For the one known as C-412, there was an extensive list of precautions about working with their blood samples. G-097's file included a calendar chart of the lunar cycle with a series of numbers that made little sense to me. And there was a disturbing memo about K-204 mentioning the need for instruments and restraints made specifically from iron.
That seems a bit extreme, and odd for everyday animals. What else did you unearth?
Well, there was one really interesting piece. I thought about saving it and trying to sell it to the highest anonymous bidder, but you've always been my biggest supporter, so I think I'll give you the scoop for free.
Now, don't go leaving an audience hanging. What did you find?
I found an old document. something handwritten and scanned into a digital format. It was a letter from the creator of Progenics Medical, the founder. The contents of the letter really isn't all that important. It was addressed to one of the CEOs about donating some of the company's profits to some international charities. The thing is, the letter was dated almost 20 years ago on January 14th, 2014. And if you do a simple internet search, you'll find that the founder supposedly passed away from brain cancer on...
What happened? Did we lose connection? Hello? Are we still on the air? Candace, is there something wrong with the feed? The monitor shows the recording just stopped and are off the air. What the hell is the meaning of this? Who are you people? Are you cops? I'm afraid I'm going to need to see some form of identification. Are you fucking crazy? Janice, call 911. It's you. What the hell are you doing here? Janice, did you hear me? Call 911 immediately.
I'm afraid that Janice cannot hear you. In fact, she won't be hearing anything from now on. The same goes for your recording crew. My men have rounded every last one of them up and cut off your communication to the outside world.
I was right all along. There is something going on, or else you wouldn't worry with someone as little as me. Well, you're too late. The episode has already gone out in the air as well as transmitted to our backup servers. Now that you went and interrupted us, people will know for sure that something is up.
On the contrary, Mr. Freeman, we silently cut transmission the moment before you started your little program. In fact, it has already been announced that your show has been canceled, and listeners were treated instead to a pre-recorded interview with yours truly, discussing the details of our recent medical research.
The truth will still come out. I always send the file to a private storage location as we record them.
That has also been taken care of. Our digital technicians have already wiped your entire archive, including this recording. It really was quite simple.
But that's impossible! How in the world could you manage something like that?
We didn't become the number one medical company in the world by simply curing disease, Mr. Freeman. There's far more to it than treating the ill. You, of all people, should know us better than that.
But there's always tonight's guests. They know the truth and can tell others.
Trust me. They have already been taken care of. For example, poor Mr. Gregory Lynch died just moments ago while being rushed to one of our medical facilities as a result of a sudden heart failure. Miss Julia was extracted from her home, and once morning comes, will be found dead in her medical research laboratory at the Gentech Research Facility in Buffalo, New York. And as for that so-called hacker, 17-year-old Billy Murphy, he was arrested after an anonymous tip was left to the FBI. You'd be surprised how long they've been looking for that little waste of space. I'm sure he'll rot in jail for the rest of his sad little life. Thankfully, the technology of Progenics is far superior to the tracking methods of the national government.
You're an absolute monster. So what's the plan for me? Are you going to brainwash me? Bring me in and do all sorts of sick testing?
Oh, we have plenty of test subjects already, Mr. Freeman. No. Things will be far more simple for you. As you can tell by my outfit, I spend a lot of money cleaning stains. The cleaning bill for this room will be worth the satisfaction.
You can't! No!
Such a waste of good radio equipment. Bring in the sanitation team immediately. We're a bit busy at the moment. This had better be good, Elijah. The extraction teams found... what? Well then, this is very interesting indeed. We have been tracking it for months. Make sure that it is completely secured and have it airlifted to our Boston facility. I want to welcome it to its new home. Personally. There has been a slight change in plans. I'm trusting that you all will make this place spotless. It seems I have a plane back to Boston to catch.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 5, The One Truth. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Archibald Freeman was Curtis Jackson. Additional voice actors for this episode include Michael Denley, Stacy Miller, Emily Salzer, Ray Williams III, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.